This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1.
This is Bob Fetrakis bringing you The Other Side of the News. I'm in the studio with Becca Pollard, co-founder of Keep Wayne Wild. And why is it important to keep Wayne wild?
Well, Wayne National Forest is Ohio's only national forest. It's an area that was already deforested once, and it's taken 80 years to get it back to the state it's currently in, and that makes it a very valuable place. So our organization is really trying to preserve that area for recreational use and for wildlife habitat.
Now, who deforested it the first time?
European settlers. It had to do with clear cutting for farmland, mining, a lot of different uses in the area that led to cutting down all the trees and depleting the soil of nutrients.
Well, they got here. The place was completely messed up. A squirrel could go across the trees and across the entire state. The water was all clean. There was hardly any blacktop, so they brought civilization. They
yep.
clear-cut everything and went to farming. So what's the current policy that would make it non-wild? What's happening? What are these policy changes?
Well, last October, the Bureau of Land Management announced that they were going to start auctioning off land in Wayne National Forest for horizontal hydraulic fracturing. In the past, they had already been doing conventional drilling, which is pretty small scale. But in 2012, they decided that they were going to start allowing horizontal fracturing without doing an updated study of how that would impact the wildlife.
Okay, so there's been no environmental impact assessment on the wildlife in the area. I'm talking here with Becca Pollard, co-founder of Keep Wayne Wild. Are they going to make a lot of money off that? Is that what's happening, or is it some sort of giveaway to the fracking industry?
Well, there will be some money made. The Bureau of Land Management and the ODNR do get quite a bit of money from gas and oil. Some money will go to the counties that the forest is in. But, you know, the gas and oil companies really don't have to pay a lot of taxes on this, so it's kind of questionable.
And how is this going to alter Wayne? And the interesting thing here, this is federal policy that predates Trump, is it not?
Yeah, this started under Obama, and this is something that will certainly impact the environment. You know, something that I think a lot of people don't realize is how much water is used for hydraulic fracturing. They pump millions of gallons of water out of local streams and rivers, and that water is then contaminated and goes into injection wells and is permanently taken out of the water cycle.
So a lot of times you hear these millions of gallons, 3 mm-hmm. to 16 million per fracking site. Are those numbers accurate? Could they be using that much water?
I've read that in a number of places.
So they're forcing all this liquid down into the ground, and surely it's coming up toxic and radioactive mm-hmm. since you're bringing up a lot of radium-226 and 228. Is there concern that that fracking debris, particularly the water, will contaminate parts of the forest?
Yeah, absolutely. Even if it doesn't seep through the ground during the fracking, all of that water has to be transported via truck. And there have been a number of cases where trucks in the area have gotten in accidents and spilled contaminated water into waterways.
All right, I'm here with Becca Pollard, again, co-founder of Keep Wayne Wild. What does your group propose? What are you proposing to keep it wild? Just leave it as is?
Yeah, we don't think there's any reason to frack on public land. You know, the main reason that people want to do this is because there's private land that's adjacent to the public land, mm-hmm. and because the private land is surrounded by public land, the gas and oil companies don't want to frack just those small parcels of private land. The idea is that if they can frack underneath the public land, then, you know, they get a huge piece of pie.
Is there any concern about earthquakes, essentially the water tables collapsing, etc.?
Yeah, and there has been an increase in seismic activity over the last few years since there's been more fracking in the area. And in recent studies, they've shown that, you know, it's not just linked to injection wells, but actually extraction activity has caused an increase in earthquakes, too.
So your organization, is it based here in Ohio, Columbus?
Yeah,
does one get in touch with it?
Well, we've got chapters all over the state. There are a group of us here in Columbus. We've also got folks who are active in the Marietta area, in Cleveland, and we're starting new groups around the state. If someone's interested in getting involved, they can shoot us an email at keepwaynewild@gmail.com, and we'll tell them how they can get involved.
I'm talking with Becca Pollard, the co-founder of Keep Wayne Wild. How big is the Wayne National Forest? Are we talking?
Well,
a few thousand acres?
There are three units of the Wayne National Forest. There's the Marietta unit, which is on the Ohio River. There's the Athens unit, which is closer to Athens. And then there's the Ironton unit, which is further south near Ironton. And the Marietta unit is the unit that's being considered for fracking. And that's 60,000 acres.
60,000 acres. And are all these areas contiguous? Are they connected?
No. The three units are separated. And then within the Marietta unit, it's a patchwork of public and private land.
Okay. Is there any thought on how the people of Marietta feel about this? Are they pro-fracking? Are they pro-keeping the Wayne Wild?
It's certainly a mix. There are a lot of people in the area who are employed by the gas and oil industry, but there are also a lot of people who are really concerned about how this is going to impact not just their health and the wildlife habitat, but also the future of, the tourism industry. Because a lot of people do come to that area to do things like go hiking and camping, kayaking, and they spend money in town when they're there.
Talking with Becca Pollard, co-founder of Keep Wayne Wild. What is it that's wild in the Wayne, right? I'm thinking turkeys, are there bears? What sort of wildlife?
There are turkeys and bears. There's quite a bit of wildlife. There are at least four endangered species that the U.S. Forest Service acknowledges are there, including the Indiana bat. Four types of mussels. I think there are a few others as well.
So there actually are endangered species we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
What would your approach be to the fracking industry? Do you want limited fracking? Do you want none of it? And if so, are they allowed to come in from the private land? How do you see the issue?
Well, I think that we really need to be moving towards renewables. That's the ideal. But in the meantime, as we're working out how to do that, I think we absolutely need to protect public land from fracking. It's one thing to do it on someone's private land, and it's another thing to do it on public land that belongs to everyone.
So what you're suggesting is that they're on private land, and they're actually slant drilling underneath the public land to pull out the oil and gas?
Yes, that's the plan.
And have you looked at their plan again to, we talked about this a little, to dispose of the waste?
I'm not sure exactly where they're planning to put the injection wells, but they will certainly be taking that water somewhere and putting it underground and storing it for the long term.
I know in the past the industry in Ohio has been accused of injecting the toxic radioactive wastewater into old wells that were drilled a long time ago and weren't really designed for taking water. So is there a debate going on whether if on private land, if they're doing this near the Wayne, whether they'll be building state-of-the-art storage facilities to make sure the groundwater isn't contaminated?
Well, that's definitely something we're concerned about, and they haven't announced their plans yet, but we'll be watching to find out what they decide to do with it.
And what's Governor Kasich's position on all this?
Well, he hasn't said a whole lot. He has expressed that he thinks the gas and oil industry should be paying more taxes because, mm-hmm. you know, this destroys a lot of things in our area.
And compared to other states like North Dakota, I mean, we pay a very low level for essentially this environmental destruction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in 2012, a commission was started to allow Governor Kasich to appoint people to determine whether gas and oil extraction could happen on state land as well. So far, he has not appointed anyone to that commission, which has, in effect, prevented state land from being fracked. But now the new budget is going to make a change to that and allow the Congress to appoint people to those positions, which could start fracking on state parkland.
Has your group, Becca Pollard, Keep Wayne Wild, and have you engaged in any actions yet in support of your position?
Well, we do have an action plan. We have recently joined a coalition called the Alliance for Ohio's Future with a few other organizations, and we have a rally planned for June 14th. It's called Hands Off Public Land, and that will be at the Ohio State House at 1 p.m.
So what day is that again?
That's June 14th.
And you'll be there, and your demand is?
For Governor Kasich to make a line item veto.
And how do you explain the value of a wild national forest? What do people get out of it? You mentioned the tourism. Is there anything else that we're getting that we're not really understanding?
Yeah. Well, I mean, people sometimes say that the forest is the lungs of the state. Mm-hmm. It cleans our water. It cleans our air. It prevents flooding when there's a storm. You know, there's a lot of value that I think people don't see. And, you know, we have so little forest here in Ohio that I think a lot of people maybe don't realize what potential there is. But if you visit a state where there's more forest and there are older forests, you can see that it's really beautiful, that the air smells better, that the water's cleaner. You know, here in Ohio, you know, you go out in the forest and you're not even supposed to eat the fish that you catch or drink the water even if you filter it, mm-hmm. because there's so much contamination. And I think we should really be working towards fixing those problems instead of making them worse.
Yeah, I remember about a decade ago I was writing about Dysart Woods, mm-hmm. which was, there was 99.9% of the original trees had all been cut down in the state, and there was this very small strand of original forest that was before we became a state, mm-hmm. and they were long-haul mining underneath it, which imperiled the forest itself. Now you're telling me we're doing the same thing here by fracking underneath. Why do you think the forests are so devalued? This is WGRN 94.1, WCRS 98.3, 102.1. So, back to the key question. Why isn't there more value for these forests?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the history of Ohio being an extraction state. I think, we're so used to destroying our land to create jobs. And, that story keeps being told over and over again, this is what we have to do to create jobs. But, people aren't looking at the jobs that will be created if we switch to renewables. There are a lot more jobs available, and they pay well. in the wind and solar industries. And so if, you know, if we were to create the infrastructure to make that switch, I think people would start to realize we don't have to destroy the beauty around us in order to have jobs.
But what about the jobs created from dumping the waste, bringing in the fracking debris, and really doing what Ohio has also done, been the cesspool of it all, right? I mean, we're bringing water in from West Virginia and Pennsylvania that their states won't allow to be dumped there. So that's Ohio. Should we be afraid that these practices might be mirrored by the federal government in Ohio as well? I mean, are the policies in place to protect us from this toxic stew that's coming our way?
Well, that's a very good question. we've certainly seen a lot of harm done in a lot of places where there's a lot of fracking. And, you know, it's happening here in Ohio. We see increased cancer rates in certain areas where there is a lot of fracking. And I don't think we're doing enough to protect people from that.
And again, other things going on at the same time as we speak. Trump, again, withdrew from the Paris Climate Agreement, meaning only Syria is not part of the agreement. I mean, Nicaragua didn't join because they didn't think it went far enough. So we, along with Syria, which is in a civil war, are the only two nations that seem to be in denial on climate change. That can't bode well for the Wayne Forest.
No, it's certainly a threat to a lot of species that live there.
And that's one of the reasons. The other thing, of course, is the Trump budget is proposing cutting the $300 million that protects Lake Erie as well. So it does seem like the state of Ohio is under assault from the federal government. Why do the people in Ohio put up with it?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, I think,
and what will your group do to alter that perspective?
Well, our focus has been on outreach. We've been trying to meet with people around the state and talk about why this will affect people and why, you know, protecting our forest matters. You know, it's certainly challenging when people are being fed a lot of propaganda from the gas and oil industry, but I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to what's really happening.
And by a lot of propaganda, what is the line of the gas and oil industry? What are they telling people out there?
Well, they're telling people that they're bringing jobs to the area.
Are
they? That they're bringing money to the area, and that this won't have any negative impacts on the environment.
So are they bringing a lot of jobs in?
They're bringing some jobs in, but a lot of those jobs go to out-of-state workers. They bring in a lot of workers from Pennsylvania. So a very small percentage of jobs actually go to Ohioans, and they're all temporary jobs, too.
Okay. So one of the events you had was a kayaking event.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go?
It went great. We actually had beautiful weather. We spent the day floating down the Little Muskingum River, and we saw some beautiful wildlife. We saw fish and snakes and great blue herons, and it was delightful.
And that's part of the Wayne?
Yes, it goes through the Wayne National Forest and into the Ohio River.
Oh, all right. So there's a connection between the forest and the broader ecosystem. If things go bad in the Wayne, could that contaminate the Ohio River as well?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's water that provides drinking water for thousands of people in Ohio.
I'm here with Becca Pollard, co-founder of Keep Wayne Wild. And again, it seems like the federal government wants to keep it mild. Tony, how much forest do we need? Is there too much forest? Or, you know, I mean, Ronald Reagan once said, you've seen one red